The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
For sticking with me, this is the final power segment coming to you on the subject of the Fed Reserve. The Fed Reserve Chairman Jay Powell coming right from the Jay Garvin Show and the Jay Garvin Show podcast. Today's title is "The Federal Reserve Just Cut Interest Rates and What Does That Mean for You and I?" Now, I went through at the beginning of the radio show in the extended podcast that you can get on iTunes underneath the Jay Garvin Show, or you can re-listen on Monday or Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m., or you can even call me at 719-330-1457. Right here, I've got two copies of the last show, Real Estate and Mortgage Outside the USA. You can get a copy of these any way you can. This is free information that you can get access to. So the biggest areas that I covered in the outline is how these rates affect you. In this last rate cut, does that mean they're going to do it again later in this year? Are they done for the year? Are they done forever? Is this going to be an endless increase? And what should you do specifically in response to these cuts to actually get your position fortified in your house, your budget, your retirement, your real estate mortgage, and your future security? Now, the biggest takeaways, the bottom line up front for you is this. This is the most important thing that I'm going to tell you. The GDP is made up of four separate components, but the most important component that the government, the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, and the rest of the Federal Reserve regional heads are trying to get you and businesses, but we're talking you, to spend more money and to borrow more money to help maintain and jettison, improve, increase the activity in our economy, period. That is a positive, but you also have to be aware of it. Number two is that you have to use these Fed fund rate and prime interest rate decreases strategically to move your family and your business ahead and be sure that you do not get caught up in further unsustainable debt and go further behind as individuals go further ahead. Because it's hard for me to say this. As a mortgage lender, and I'm a licensed lender with Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, I was just down in Nashville this last week and met for a conference of all the managers, spoke face-to-face for an hour with Dave Ramsey as he had talked about disruptions, market trends and disruptions that you have to either be on top of the wave or you will get engulfed by the wave. And right now I'm telling you is that the term mortgage, by definition, is morta, which means death, and a gauge, which means grip. See, mortgage or debt is a death grip. In the Bible, it states that as well. The borrower will be a slave to the lender. Those who borrow money will always be a slave to the lender. And if it's a credit card company or a car financing company or a large bank, they want to get a portion of your wallet and take control. And you have to be aware of that. And here's the most important things. You have to move now because with the financial decisions and the repositioning that you do in 2019, you may never, ever have another opportunity. I mean, interest rates at the Fed level have went down 0.75 point in less than 4 months. And this is what it means for you, as I've said earlier. If you have a credit card, it's going to go down, but this is the time for you to eradicate that unsecured debt immediately from your household. If you have a car loan, it's not going to dramatically affect the car loan that you have, but if you go and get a new car loan, it actually could be at a smaller rate, but it's most important for you to eliminate that car loan altogether. Now, HELOCs, you give me a call at 719-330-1457. I can tell you what are the smart home equity line of credits out there. and what are the dangerous ones. You have to read the fine print. I literally read through a home equity line of credit that I have, and I've been in the industry for 20 years, and it took me 30 minutes to find out in that paperwork where the margin was and where the index was. And the index was the prime interest rate as published by the Wall Street Journal. But if you're doing home construction, like my friend and I are doing, you can get as much as a half to a full point below. So this is good for people creating, and it's going to make housing more affordable over the next 3 to 23 months. So you really want to act upon that. Now, for those of you who are looking for savings, beware. It's really going to hit it hard. For those of you that want to travel abroad, my wife and I are going to Italy, and it's going to be more expensive because we're pretty sure that the dollar will be weakened to the euro and most other currencies. It's not weakened to the Honduras currency or the Mexican currency. We just got back from there. It's amazing that there are 19 or 20 pesos in Mexico to every dollar. It's amazing how affordable it is in Mexico, but that's a result of the instability. But your credit cards, like I said, will see a little bit of decrease. The savings rates are going to fall. Your student loans may fall. And interestingly enough, it may not affect your fixed Fannie Mae interest rates for mortgages like I have at all. There's a big difference between the Fed fund rate and the prime interest rate and the 10-year treasury and the mortgage-backed securities and the mortgage bonds. But if we do see anything at all, we will see it in the next 90 days, and that's it. So you need to act now. That's the most important thing. You have to act now. So you call me at 719-330-1457, and I will give you a free consultation for 45 minutes. No expense, no requirements. It can be over the phone or face-to-face or even a FaceTime, but you have to call me at 719-330-1457 and see if it'll lead to another mortgage decision, a savings decision, or even a homeowner buy decision or sell decision. And as I stated earlier in the program, if you or a friend or a family member are VA, I first want to say happy Veterans Day. If this show is playing on Monday, happy Veterans Day to all of you. We're going to have some patriotic veteran music going in the final send-off for the show. But I want to let you know that I have a special promotion for my existing VA clients and prospects and borrowers. Call me if your VA interest rate is above 3.5%. We have a streamline with no appraisal, no income qualification, no extra buy-down. That can save you a ton of money, and you can skip a mortgage payment before the holidays. And you just go to churchillcolorado.com or call 719-330-1457 to get that taken care of and get that started. And as I state at the end of every single show and podcast, please, all of you, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not your interest rate, not the prime interest rate, and definitely not Jay Powell. Just you, taking your memories and your loved ones' memories with you. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, someone that I would serve every week, every month, and every year, because you add value to me. Very last time I'm going to say this calendar year, make sure that you go to churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my investment property class on the 19th of November. Tuesday night, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., right at my building in downtown Colorado Springs on Colorado and Cascade. Go to churchillcolorado.com, pull down the events and classes tab at the top of the page right underneath the rotating banner, and sign up. I'll see you there. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.